This is Marginalia, a production of KMUW Wichita.
Marginalia. Notes in the margin of a book.
Notes, commentary, and similar material written in the margin of a book.
Comments and notes which are incidental
or additional to
the main topic in the margin of a book.
Author Michael Connelly introduced readers to Detective Harry Bosch in 1992 with the publication of The Black Echo. 26 years and 30-plus books later, readers are meeting new characters in Connelly's works, and the characters are meeting each other. Michael Connelly's newest novel is titled Dark Sacred Night. In it, detectives from two of Connelly's series work together for the first time, including the man who's been there from the beginning. I recently spoke with Michael Connelly about his new book and trusty characters. I'm Beth Golay, this is Marginalia, and here's our conversation. For readers who have yet to discover your series, I wonder if we should give them a quick introduction. Who is Hieronymus Bosch?
Well, Hieronymus, I call him Harry for short, Bosch, is an LAPD detective who has been around since 1992. So he's been around a while. He ages in real time, so we've gone with him from age 40 to sometime this year he turns 68. And obviously he's a homicide detective, so there's a lot of whodunits and things like that, but it's also a study of a character over time against the city over time, the city being Los Angeles. And so the opportunity I've had that I've been so lucky to have is to do that. It's almost an anthropological study, if you ask me, to show how a place changes and how someone adapts to it and tries to understand it.
And even though she's a relatively new creation, readers will soon discover that Renee Ballard is a force.
Well, it's interesting. Harry Bosch, who I've been living with for a long, long time, kind of came from all over, all the inspirations that made me want to be a writer. I'm talking about fictional detectives in books, TV shows, movies, and then real detectives I met when I was a newspaper reporter for almost 14 years. So he comes from all over. Conversely, Renee Ballard comes from one person, a detective I've known for a while named Mitzi Roberts, and she's an LAPD detective who works on the homicide squad now, but earlier in her career spent time on the midnight shift, nicknamed The Late Show, in Hollywood. And her stories about that just intrigued me, just because it's a weird place after midnight, and also how most of the time she worked alone. And so this idea of a woman working in the dark but not afraid of the dark at all and being actually pretty fierce, that's what attracted me to Mitzi, and it's what attracted me to this character of Renee.
Now, your fans are familiar with your characters from different series, Crossing Paths. When did you decide that Harry Bosch and Renee Ballard should meet?
When I first started writing The Late Show, which was obviously the first Renee Ballard book, I thought it might be a one-time thing. But by the time I was finished writing The Late Show, I just really loved the character, and I knew there was lots more to say about her. There were mysteries to solve about her, and mysteries for her to solve. So I just kind of knew she was coming back. So then the next obvious thing is, do I just start, you know, only writing about her, or do I bring her into this universe I've created that includes Harry Bosch prevalently and also Mickey Haller and so forth? So it just kind of was a natural thing that happens whenever I create a character I want to come back to.
Now, what can we tell fans about Dark Sacred Night without spoiling too much? I mean, it centers on a cold case, the murder of Daisy Clayton. Harry and Renee both have other cases, but this one case is where their paths tend to cross. Bosch is on the case and Ballard wants in.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I find interesting is that they have their jobs. They both have jobs and they're working those cases, and we see them and follow them along on those cases. But Harry has this case that he won't let go of. So it's a case that's stuck with him. It's got its hooks in him, and he works it when he can. And Ballard, Renee, finds him. He's no longer an LAPD detective, but he kept his access to get into buildings that are LAPD stations and so forth. And she catches him in the middle of the night going through files and learns he's going through files because he's working on this murder case. And that's just right up her alley. So after she kind of kicks him out for trespassing, she starts looking in those files and she gets hooked. And so that's how they kind of connect. They both are hooked on the same case and decide, you know, two heads are better than one, especially when one is fierce and that's Renee and one is relentless and that's Harry. So they end up making a good team going after this long unsolved case.
You have written about Bosch and you've written about Ballard, and they both have played the role of sole protagonist. In Dark Sacred Night, the perspectives oscillate. How is that to write? I mean, you know how to write them as protagonists, but now you're seeing your main characters through another's eyes.
That's a lot of fun, especially when it comes to Harry Bosch, because I've been writing about him for more than 25 years. And in most of those stories, the narration is carried through his eyes. You see the world through his eyes. You know what he's thinking, and it's his viewpoint, which is quite cynical at times. And so it's really refreshing to take a look at a character from another side. And that's what I was doing, actually in both directions. But I'd say it was more fun to write the parts where the narration is through Ballard and she's kind of assessing this guy, this old horse who's been around and knows a lot. And so the book was fun to do. And I think it's also an offshoot of working on a television show where we've been adapting Bosch books that are completely through his eyes and breaking out new characters, because you can't do that in a TV show. The actor can't be in every scene. You probably end up killing the poor guy. You just got to spread the storytelling out. And that's now what I've done with this book.
You know, I'm happy to hear you say that it was fun to write, because that was one of my questions. Because I read on your site that you believe that if the work is fun, then the work will be good.
Yes, I really believe almost anything that you're experiencing in the writing process is going to happen in the reading process. You know, the idea of momentum. If you have a good day and you end up writing a lot of pages, there might be critics out there who might say, hey, take your time. Writing should be, you know, very slow and thoughtful and so on and so forth, and maybe they're right. But from my standpoint, a day that I've written a lot of pages has been a great day, and I think those pages are going to be read quickly by readers, because they just have a built-in momentum, because I had a lot of momentum during the day I wrote them.
Now, you mentioned, you know, your books are being adapted to different screens. Are you pleased with the representation of your characters?
Yeah, I mean, I really can't complain about anything that's happened to me in Hollywood. You know, I'd say the Bosch show was a long time in coming, you know, 20 years after he first appeared in books and I first started doing the Hollywood dance with him. There's a TV show, but there's a great benefit in having waited 20 years, because there's a lot of stories, a lot of deeper character to draw from and so forth. So things seem to have happened, for me at least, at the right time. And so I've had a good run. I'm also, as far as the Bosch show goes, I'm very much involved and have a say in how the character's portrayed, how he was cast, and so on and so forth.
Now, you mentioned that you worked for 14 years as a newspaper journalist, and you began your career as a full-time journalist and a part-time writer, and now you write full-time. Did your work as a journalist inform your crime writing?
Yeah, definitely. In many ways, I mean, first of all, the subject matter, just the little details that you pick up over the years of watching detectives, talking to detectives, and being at crime scenes and so forth, you know, all that goes into the books. But also the form of journalism, the form of writing, where, you know, back in the day, I mean, this dates me, but there was no internet, there were no online newspapers where you could write stories that had, didn't matter how long they were. I wrote for print newspapers, and usually police news or crime news was second-level stuff, and so they didn't give you a lot of space. So you really perfected a less-is-more style of writing, and I, even though now I can write 100,000-word books if I want, I still continue that less-is-more, you know, short sentences that have a contain information but keep a story moving. It's that momentum we talked about earlier. I think that comes directly out of my life as a newspaper reporter.
Do you ever miss, you know, being an enemy of the people?
You know, it's funny, this last year or so where, you know, my old, I mean, first of all, I should say, even though I've been writing fiction for 25 years, there's a lot of journalism. I try to tell the truth about politics, procedure, bureaucracy, all that stuff. So I do think there's some journalism in my books, and so I have been offended by the media's being under attack by politicians and so forth, and it really has awoken something in me where I want to do it again. I want to be a journalist again. It's actually led me towards doing a podcast about some true crimes that bring detectives in and talk about true crimes and so forth. And, you know, it's not print journalism like I used to do, but it's telling the truth. And I think I wouldn't have even thought about this if I wasn't offended by how the media is being treated these days.
Is the podcast available now?
No, it comes out in January. It's called Murder Book. And the first season is a 10-episode season that's about one case that spanned 30 years in Los Angeles and involved several of the detectives, including Missy Roberts, at different times over the 30 years.
Back to Dark Sacred Night. Any final thoughts?
The book, you know, it's a meeting of these two characters, one old, one new, in terms of my work. To me, it's about Harry Bosch finding the right person to pass on what he knows. As I said before, he ages in real time. He's going to age out soon, but I still plan to be writing for several years. And so at some point, the baton has to be passed, and I think that's at the core of Dark Sacred Night. Harry has found the person he thinks can carry on the mission.
That was Michael Connelly, author of the book Dark Sacred Night, which was published by Little Brown & Company. Thanks for joining us for Marginalia. You can discover more episodes at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Marginalia is produced at KMUW Wichita. Our engineers are Mark Statzer and Torrin Anderson. Our editors are Luann Stevens and Haley Krausen, and I am the producer. This is Marginalia, and for KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.